Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
A double homicide in Mount Vernon leads police to the Bronx. Let's get this story from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, and there is a lot of information here we have to share. This all began, Susan, with a shooting and a robbery at a smoke shop on Fifth Avenue in Mount Vernon very early yesterday morning, where two people were shot and killed. Now, we don't know who the dead people are, not identified. In fact, we don't know if they're store employees or some of the suspects that went in there trying to rob the place. Now, in connection with that investigation, a situation in the Bronx last night where the FBI and NYPD in tactical gear converging not far from Fordham University about 7:30 last night, following a vehicle into that area they believe was connected to the Mount Vernon situation. Now, at least one person was taken into custody in that Bronx situation last night, but several others were told have gotten away. Now, what the FBI is centering around this morning is a man they believe is named Marcos. In fact, they even have his picture, and they've tweeted it out. We'll do the same here and get it up on our website here. This is the person that they're looking for at this point in connection to all of this. We've heard nothing officially in terms of a press conference from Mount Vernon or the NYPD, so a lot of moving parts here, and we'll keep you updated. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A Westchester County man busted in a ghost gun raid at a luxury apartment building in White Plains. Police seized four of the untraceable weapons and a 3D printer at the apartment on Martine Avenue, which, by the way, is across the street from the White Plains Police Department. 38-year-old Robert Hennis III was slapped with felony weapons charges. Mayor Adams, with his first public remarks about the serious allegations lobbed at him in a lawsuit filed by a former colleague.
This did not happen. It did not happen. I don't recall ever meeting this person.
During his weekly press conference, Mayor Adams calls a recent lawsuit accusing him of sexual assault more than three decades ago false.
Back in 93, many of you know, those who have followed me, I was one of the most outspoken voices for fighting not only police abuse, but also for the rights of people. My life has been dedicated and committed to that.
The suit follows a summons initially filed by the woman last November under a special New York Adult Survivor Act signed in 2022 by Governor Hochul, which provided a one-year window for people to bring lawsuits over sexual assault that may have occurred decades ago. Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
New York City officials unveil a new e-bike safety campaign, which comes with a warning. NYPD Chief of Transportation Philip Rivera.
We will be out there enforcing the law. We'd rather not have to issue summonses, but if that summons will serve as a reminder of your responsibility to yourselves and others who you share the road with, we will ride it.
That includes for unregistered e-bikes, riders not wearing the proper protective gear, as well as those who don't obey traffic laws. The new Get Smart Before You Start campaign will include radio, TV, print, social media, and subway ads, as well as messages on the Link NYC kiosks. E-bike crashes are actually down so far this year, but officials say still they account for more than 75% of all deadly bike crashes. Two workers hurt in a construction accident in Bed-Stuy.
They were doing work on an outdoor fourth-floor landing on Stuyvesant Avenue when the parapet, a low protective wall on the edge of the roof, collapsed. FDNY Battalion Chief Derek Harkin says one was on top and one was trapped below.
They lifted up the debris and they pulled them out. They put them in on boards and they brought them down the stairs and into the ambulance. They were taken, the two victims taken to local area hospitals.
They were trapped for 10 or 15 minutes, non-life-threatening injuries, but it sounded bad to Gabe Williams, who heard it from his apartment next door.
I was like, oh my God, it's like maybe something happened, or I thought it was like a car crash or something.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bed-Stuy.
Police investigating what may have been another anti-Semitic attack in the city, the third this past weekend. This was on the Upper West Side, where two Orthodox Jewish men say somebody threw objects at them from a car as they crossed the street Sunday night at West 100th and West End Avenue. On Saturday, someone vandalized Effie's Cafe, an Israeli cafe on 96th Street, with pro-Palestinian graffiti. There were also anti-Israel remarks written on concrete blocks at West 105th Street and Riverside Drive. So far, no arrests in any of the incidents. We're hearing from the innocent bystander who was caught in the crossfire of a deadly police-involved shooting Monday night in East Flatbush. 60-year-old Henry Massup telling CBS2 he's grateful the cops were there to take the shooter down.
Oh my God, it's so fast. It's all so fast. You just leave the car to just get a tool. Pow, pow. I said, what is this? It was so strange. I said, what happened? When we look around, cops are over in like 2 seconds.
While Massup is hospitalized after being shot twice in the stomach, forensics testing will determine whose gun fired those bullets. Meantime, police are investigating word that the man with the gun, 20-year-old Nathan Scott, was actually chasing two people who had just tried to mug him. One of them, 19-year-old Jeremiah Adams, was wanted for a previous mugging last month. The New York City Council signs off on extending the local rent stabilization law. And while that is a good thing for millions of New Yorkers, it does not solve the ongoing affordable housing crisis.
The number of apartments for rent in the city is at its lowest number since 1968.
I am working really hard to increase supply because that is the core of all the problems.
Governor Hochul says she's focused on finding new streams of supply, including building on state land. Councilwoman Pierina Sanchez, who sponsored the extension of the rent stabilization law, says here's what else should happen.
We must increase housing supply by removing red tape and using tax expenditures to solve for the deepest need. We must strengthen tenant protections as rent regulations do, and we must expand income supports to aid New Yorkers in affording their homes.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, the spring season has sprung, and for 81 million people in this country, it's time to break out the Kleenex and antihistamine.
Spring blossoms are starting to pop across much of the country, but that also means it's pollen season, along with sniffling and sinus misery for tens of millions of people.
Most people are experiencing an increase in their allergy symptoms, particularly those that are sensitive to spring allergens. It's warm, the wind has been blowing, and that just puts more allergens in the air for all of us to breathe in.
Dr. Preeti Sharma is a pediatric pulmonologist at the Children's Health Medical Center in Dallas.
That's Jim Krasula. Experts say in addition to taking meds, you can also minimize exposure to pollen by keeping your windows closed, making sure you have a good clean filter on that air conditioner, and using an air purifier as well. Cinderella Seahawks from Staten Island will get to play another game in the NCAA tournament.
And Susan, it was a story last night in Dayton of hang on, advance, and exhale.
Here comes Howard. Town steps back, goes to Hairston.
No
left
foul.
Wing three, left it short. Rebound Dockery with 5 seconds. Hairston great on three. He was bumped. Kick out Dockery, three on the way. No, it's short. Three chances for Howard, and that's the buzzer. Wagner survived.
Call from Westwood One as Donald Copeland's kids won 71-68 after almost giving back all of a 13-point lead in the last 4 minutes.
We haven't been talking enough, I guess, about the first time in 21 years being here, and now to have the first NCAA tournament victory in school history. It's huge, man. It's huge for the school, the program, and these guys.
Who tomorrow afternoon will play North Carolina. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Okay, Cronut fans.
Google made me eat this Cronut. Swear that
well, if you
I
want the new dark chocolate ganache flavor with the strawberry center, you need to roll up your sleeve. That's because they're only available to folks from the famous Dominique Ansel Bakery who donate blood at the New York Blood Center. So make that appointment between this Saturday and next Friday, and you'll be on the list. Just do be aware this is while supplies last. You can visit nybc.org.
Money,
Breaking out some Pink Floyd this morning to let you know that once again there was no winner in the Mega Millions drawing. That pushes the jackpot this close to $1 billion, $977 million for Friday night. Tuesday's numbers, to check for a smaller prize, 24, 46, 49, 62, 66. The Mega Ball number was 7. Hey, don't forget, tonight it's the Powerball drawing, which is up to $687 million. Good luck.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.